They might want a little bit of more money, but when you are buying it in the right market at the right time, and that's the key word, at the right time, you have the capability not only to cash flow heavily, but also make money at the back end and also make money for them.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another edition of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm so excited to invite Jen Maldonado back to the show. Jen, thanks so much for being here.
I'm excited to be here with you today.
Yes, you too. Well, today we're going to do a short on investing. And Jen, I'd love to ask you the question. So you don't have a W-2. How are you getting into these big deals these days? And maybe you can share a story of a deal that you got into and what you're doing now.
Definitely. I will share about a small deal and how that evolved to what I'm doing today. I remember when I quit my job in 2012, I didn't have a W-2 to go through the traditional financing. And I needed to be creative. And so forth, I needed to come up with different ideas on how to get into a deal. And we start marketing and we found a person with a property that expired in the MLS. And that property, he was asking too much money, but no one took the time to ask him why he wanted that much money. When did he want that much money? After we did an interview with him, we figure all the needs that he has. And we come up with a different proposal that no one did to him. The reason that he wanted to sell the property is because recently his wife passed away and he remarried with another woman. He wanted to move to the other house and not having to worry anything about the property or the tenants. And the only money that he wanted was $10,000. To go on his honeymoon. He wasn't interested in anything else, but we needed to talk to him to be able to find that information. So we took the time, we interviewed him, and we come up with a really cool proposal because no one wanted to pay him the amount that he was asking because the property wasn't worth it today that much, but in the future was going to be worth it much more than what he was asking. And we were buying at the right timing in the market. So this property was in Bakersfield, California, and we come up with a structure where we were going to give him $10,000 down and we were going to take over the payments. This property was a duplex. One of the properties was rented for $650. And he had a really small mortgage where he was paying $675. So what happened is we found that and the property in the front was completely empty, almost rent ready, and didn't need any much money except cleaning. Mm-hmm. And you could have rented for $1,200 a month.
Oh, okay.
So what we did is we did two strategies in here. We did what they call a squeeze lease option, where we took over the payments of the individual. And then we also brought the down payment, but the $10,000 came up from another investor that she wanted to put $10,000 and make a little bit of money. So what we did is we took over the payments and we pay with the other property, the cash flow. And right away we rented the front property, but we rented to a buyer, potential buyer. She gave us $10,000 for the option to buy the property. Right away, we offset the money and we used those $10,000 to keep the payments of the little difference that was between the $675 and $650. And not only that, we needed to put the paperwork together. We didn't have money. I didn't have a W-2. My money is pretty, you know, tight at this moment. So we used a credit card to pay the lawyer $1,500 to put all the paperwork together. At the end, that was my first deal after I didn't have any money to really get into more deals. And we were cash flowing $1,100 net a month.
Amazing.
Just with that. 3 years later, we bought the property. We paid more than what he wanted to him. And he ended up making really good amount of money. And we ended up selling that property for $40,000 more in that amount of time. Mm-hmm. So during that time, we didn't only cash flow, but also we did money at the back end. And although this was a small property of $185,000, Suja, what is wonderful is I have been using this strategy now to get into multi-million dollars project. Right now we have three hotels specifically, and we use these strategies to acquire these three hotels for over $1 million each of them.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so when you say the strategy, you mean like seller financing of some sort?
Correct. Seller financing, the fact that you take the time to understand what the seller wants. Yes. So, and then you can come up with a proposal where they might want a little bit of more money, but when you are buying it in the right market at the right time, and that's the key word, at the right time, you have the capability not only to cash flow heavily, but also make money at the back end and also make money for them.
Okay.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
You know, how are you getting access to these conversations? Was it a skill that you developed over time, like getting the trust of the seller and figuring it out? Or like, you know, that seems a little bit daunting, I think, to me.
Yes, it is. You know, a lot of people get so caught up in what they need to say that they forget that this is not even about them. This is about the seller and you trying to really help the seller from a caring perspective. For me, it's not about how much I'm going to say. It's more like, hey, I understand that you're trying to sell your property. Tell me a little bit about the property. Tell me a little bit about yourself and why you want to sell that property. And people will be surprised how much they're willing to share with you when you take that approach. Instead of you coming in, I'm going to give you a cash offer right now if you told me that you want this property. Yes, that works for certain strategies. But if you take the time, you might be find yourself finding more deals or building deals that no one else can. Right. So, and that's how I shift the strategy. I knew that my limitations, I also knew what was the focus, and the focus was to help that person solve the problem. They wanted more money, but the question is, are they willing to talk terms to give that so they can receive what they want? And that was the approach I took. Yeah. So that make a huge difference for them.
For sure. Yeah. Well, I think that's really awesome. And it seems like it's a skill that you've really developed very well and very impressive. So thanks so much for sharing, Jen, about that story and, you know, how you've been able to scale that and buy even bigger properties and stuff. So with the hotels, you know, what kinds of things are you offering? Like, so let's say they put up a hotel for sale and it sits on the market and then you call and then what?
Yeah, we have those conversations. We specialize in the Phoenix metro area specifically. So pretty much now most of the hotel owners know what we do with hotels. But what we do is we find a hotel, maybe that we're not able to sell it, that we're asking too much. And we evaluate the situation and how the numbers will look a couple of years from now. Based on that, we give a call to the seller and we ask them the same questions that we will ask other people. Tell me about the property. Why do you want to sell it? It's what is pretty important for you when you sell it. And based on that, we can come up with different proposals to them. Mm-hmm. And how to, sometimes we can give them the price, it's just in a different time frame. Sometimes we cannot give them that price because it's ridiculous. So we talk about different ways that we can partner in order for them to make the amount of money that we're planning to do. Mm-hmm. That's pretty creative. Sometimes they become our partners instead of selling it. The problem they might have is that they were not really good operators. And we know how to operate those hotels. We know how to turn them into highly profitable deals. And that's something that they don't have that skill. So yeah. Becoming partners, it's really good for them because then we're going to make them the money that they're looking for. Yeah. And at some point buy them out.
Got it. Very cool. Well, I love it so much and just very impressed with how you've been able to take that skill and really take it to the next level. So thanks so much for sharing. Really appreciate you coming on this short episode. And Jen, please take a moment to share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, definitely. They can always find me in Jen Maldonado, JenMaldonado, JenMaldonado.com, or they can connect with me via social media and invest with Jen Maldonado. I have an Instagram and also a Facebook group where we can get together and they can get to see some of the projects that we are working on.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks so much. I hope you check out Jen and her social media and everything that she's working on. Jen, thanks so much again. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.